The Veterans Council of Hillsborough County commemorated the anniversary of the September 11, 2001 attacks with a remembrance ceremony at the Veterans Memorial Park east of Tampa. Following a three-gun salute, a recorded version of Taps was played over the public address system. About 70 veterans and others remembered the nearly 3,000 victims of the 2001 attacks with salutes, flags, and speeches. Major General Michael Diamond is the director of the Coalition Coordination Center for U.S. Central Command at Tampa's MacDill Air Force Base.
What the terrorists could not have predicted was that once we let the fear run its course, we did not remain a prisoner to it. As the initial shock wore off, something remarkable happened in America and around the free world. We came together in a way not seen for decades. We cast aside political and ideological differences and united as an alliance that was angry, proud, and determined to beat back the forces that had attacked the United States that day. Nowhere was this more evident than at U.S. military recruiting offices.
Diamond's colleague, Air Admiral Dick Nealens, is a New Zealand representative of the coalition. During his time in Tampa, Nealens said he has had the opportunity to see what the world as a group can do to fight the war on terror.
We have a coalition that is broader today than probably any other coalition that we have seen in any previous conflict. And it is truly a coalition of the willing. We have countries that have never fought together before or never cooperated together before to achieve what is being achieved today, particularly in the Middle East, which is where the source of much of the terror over the last 7 years has emanated from. It's an important occasion for us and the coalition here today, because this is why essentially we're all here together.
Michelle Todd, Special Assistant to Governor Charlie Crist, read a proclamation by the governor commemorating what some call Patriot Day.
Now, therefore, I, Charlie Crist, Governor of the State of Florida, do hereby extend greetings and best wishes to all observing September 11, 2008, as September 11th Remembrance Day.
Members of the audience, including active duty military personnel and veterans, laid wreaths and roses in honor of the victims, while color guards stood at attention. Pat Schenck, who is the Hillsborough County Veterans Council chaplain, gave the invocation.
Be with us today as we remember with love and respect those of our families and friends who were lost to the forces of evil on September 11, 2001.
Following the Civil War, the U.S. military commissioned some African-American troops known as the Buffalo Soldiers. Patricia Mosley is a member of both the Buffalo Soldiers and Buffalo Troopers organizations in Tampa and was one of a handful of members of the local Buffalo Soldiers who participated in the memorial. WMNF asked Mosley, who called the commemoration heartfelt, what she thought about the focus on the military and wars during the memorial.
I still felt it was a solemn ceremony. The commemoration here is because of our freedom, so we need to celebrate our freedom and help to commemorate those that allow us to have the freedoms that we have, and one of those freedoms is the right to vote. So if we want to continue to have the freedoms that we enjoy in this country, we need to take part.
Leroy Curlon is also a member of the Tampa chapter of Buffalo Soldiers.
We've been doing this since 2002, the first one, and it's real solemn, you know, even, you know, to relive that day, a fateful day that our country was under attack and all the people, innocent people, we lost due to terrorism.
Fred Pika is second vice president of the area's Korean War Veterans Association.
I really think that it shows the patronage of our country, and I'm really happy, and I get to thrill yet after I'm 80 years old. I get a thrill when my flag is folded and it, respect is paid to it. And this is one of the things why I came here today, because I remember 9/11. I remember Pearl Harbor and each time we fought back. And we'll win this thing too. We'll win it no matter what.
Many of the speakers and people WMNF interviewed at the veterans event endorsed the Bush administration's military responses to the attacks of 2001. In contrast, in an East Tampa business district, there was a mixed reaction. Some people, like Maurice Crawford, said that military attacks on Iraq or Afghanistan were inappropriate reactions to the 9/11 attacks.
When it happened, I was in the sixth grade. I didn't understand what was going on, but now that I'm older, I understand what's going on. We're over there fighting a senseless war. People are dying, still dying over there fighting a senseless war. So what I say is just wait till the presidential come up. If you vote, you know what to vote for. You know who to vote for.
Crawford was getting his hair cut at a barber shop on 22nd Street. Michael Hunter, who identified himself as a master barber, celebrates his birthday on September 11th.
My granddaddy always taught me that two wrongs don't make a right. And now we hurting ourselves actually over there trying to do that. I mean, I don't think it was good going over there. You know, I mean, I applaud everybody that is over there. But I don't really think it's helping. We actually been killing more people, you know, since we've been in this war than the actual 9/11 event itself, you know. And that was catastrophic enough. You know, we lost a lot of people.
A woman outside a beauty salon who gave her name as Bernie said she didn't even realize that it was the anniversary of the attacks. Bernie was not critical of how George W. Bush responded to the 2001 attacks.
I don't see possible way they could have done anything different.
18-year-old Drika was waiting for a bus and said that despite the anniversary, it feels like a normal day, and invading other countries was not the right response to the 9/11 attacks.
That wasn't the right thing to do, because that's putting us in more danger if he realized it or not.
As he got his hair cut, Donnell Houston said the 2001 attacks were a bad thing that affected everybody.
I think Bush made a wrong step with the war. I think he should have focused on Afghanistan instead of focusing on over to Iraq. I think it's just he made the wrong decision. You know, basically, got innocent people dying every day. Can't really do anything about it. We can protest and raise sand about it, but we really can't do anything until Bush get out of office. Hopefully be a change and everything, you know. Hope better days to come.
You can find links to the websites of the Veterans Council and Buffalo Soldiers on our news archive at WMNF.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.